Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is the all-local episode of Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW. We have a band in the studio right now joining us, Thunderbeast.
Yeah!
Dude, Thunderbeast, you guys, you're like brand new. We're like popping your cherry live air right now.
Can you say that on the radio? I think, yeah, you can.
I don't know. Whatever.
We're like reborn virgins.
There you go.
Yes.
Like a virgin. So we got three quarters of the band in the studio right now. Why don't you tell us what your name is and like what you play in the band?
Yeah,
let's go. Want me to go?
You go first.
My name is John. I'm the singer. Used to be in a local band called Embalmed and then Eterna Nocturna.
And I'm Richie. Awesome. Drums. Used to be in Hate Fist.
Right on.
And John, guitar, Hate Fist, but... Yeah, that's what
and
we do.
And I declare war.
Well, that's what we
Don't
do
be
stuff.
Modest.
Yeah. Don't be modest. And of course, the one missing member of your band is the former member of Metal Shop, Mr. Yep. Ian Trevitsky.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to show up because he knew we would be talking trash.
He was scared.
Yep. He's scared.
So shout out to him.
Yes, shout out to Ian.
So, technically, how long would you say you guys have been a band now?
Oh, man, we're pushing probably about a year right now, I guess.
So I think it's safe to say, Kevin, that these guys are the youngest band we have got on the episode tonight.
Yeah, they're little kids.
We have a seniority, though.
They're like little babies. No, of course not. So you guys have been playing metal forever and ever. Uh-huh. We're trying to get to know some of the bands in the area here, and so in doing so, we want to find out what was the moment for you that you realized, like, damn, I either got to be in a metal band, or was it like, did you see a music video? Was it a song? Did somebody take you to a show? What was that light bulb moment for you?
For metal? God. I would have to say Dimebag, I guess, from back in the day.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff from Vulgar and Far Beyond Driven. That's like when I started to get into it, and like Metallica, Black Album. That was like my heyday, I think. What do you guys think?
My first concert was Slayer and Pantera.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can you go wrong with that?
First concert.
Yeah, Pantera was definitely opening up doors for everybody, I think.
That was your first concert, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're definitely all downhill from there.
I think mine was Metallica in 97, I think.
That's awesome.
What year was that Slayer Pantera show?
Oh, I think it was 2001. It was the...
Reinventing
the Steel, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all Tacoma Dome, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. That's awesome. It was insane.
Yeah, I was at that.
Morbid Sweet. Angel was there.
Yeah. The pyros on that were
sick. Oh, dude. So hot.
That's everybody getting caught on fire.
So, would you guys consider yourselves a Seattle band? Which city are you all from, different areas?
We're a Washington band, man.
Yeah. Washington State.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. I would say a Seattle band. If you go anywhere, everybody knows what Seattle is.
But, unincorporated King County band.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
UKC 253. I hear you. So what's your guys' goal with this band? Obviously, you come from very different musical backgrounds, but very... I'd say tried and true. You guys have been in some pretty legit bands.
I want to have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the same thing.
Melt faces.
Just play what we love and just have fun with it. Like, a lot of people take the stuff too seriously.
Get up to the mic.
We're just trying to play around, you know? I just have fun with it. Exactly.
Because if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing.
Yeah,
what's
damn
the point?
Right. Yeah.
It's not like we're doing it for tons and tons and tons of money here.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We're making millions.
Yeah.
No, you can make hundreds of dollars a year.
While you're spending thousands of dollars on gear and gas and a van.
Oh, eating a Lunchable, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
You got the Lunchable?
You got Lunchables? We're
you
still
divvy
stuck
those
on
up.
I'm still working on a cup of noodles.
That's your per diem is a Lunchable.
All right, well, let's get into a song from these guys, get a feel for this. I haven't even heard this yet.
It is called No One Will Save You.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
The all-local episode of Metal Shop is what you're listening to right now. We have a band called Thunder Beast in studio, a new band, new Washington State band. you know, are you guys all native Northwest sons, or are you transplants? Or
no, I was born in Seattle.
Puyallup.
Born and raised.
Right. Nice. So, like, obviously we've got tons of musical history and legacy in the city, but how do you think being from the Northwest has shaped you as a music fan, or as a band member, or just a musical person in general?
Well, man, there's so much great stuff that came out of here. Just like Alice in Chains, by far my favorite band. I mean, out of the four, I think. What was
if you're talking
Nirvana?
About them, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam?
Alice
in Chains. What's that?
The big four of grunge?
Yeah,
I'd pick Alice in Chains, I think. But they're just the most gritty and, I don't know, just dirty.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Yeah.
People call them grunge. I'd call them a metal band.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think we're lucky in Seattle to have such a really good history here with music. You go all over across the country, across the world, you're still hearing bands and on their local radio station from here. So I think that's pretty cool that we've spread our wings out here.
Yeah.
We call it spreading the disease. But
yeah.
Whichever, you know.
The local following out here is, God, by far the best and around any other cities, I think.
I recognize you guys. I think I first met all you guys at Studio 7. Would you say that's like your home base
that's headquarters.
That's your headquarters? Yeah. Awesome.
HQ.
No, shout out Tracy Nicole that own Studio 7 for sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
everyone over there is like family to us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, let's before we play a last song here, who are some of your favorite all-time bands here from the Northwest? Dead or Alive.
IMSA.
Ooh, HIMSA. Ooh, yeah. Dude, are they coming?
Yeah, they're doing a reunion
thing.
Yeah,
October 29th. Yeah.
Yep.
At John Pettibone?
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. I'm stoked about that.
Tickets are on sale if you want to go.
Yeah, $10.
No, I will be there. I will be there for sure. Pettibone's going to be there for sure.
You got to wear a costume, too.
Speaking
it's Halloween weekend.
Shows.
Yeah. On the 29th, I think, right?
Yep. October 29th.
Nice.
I've always been a big Nevermore fan.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, Nevermore.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff Loomis.
What's up, Loom of Doom?
For me, God. I got to go back to Alice in Chains.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
They were just dark, and I loved it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool, all gentlemen. Right. So we'll be looking for an EP from you guys in the summertime?
Yeah, probably around...
I'll say more like the fall.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotta
September,
make sure.
October.
Do you guys have a Facebook or anywhere we can find you so far yet? Or
yeah, if you want to go to facebook.com/ThunderBeastMusic.
Right on. So we're going to play another song by you guys. This is Breeding the Dead. New music here by Thunder Beast. Thank you guys for coming in.
Boom.
Hey, thanks
studio,
so much.
Gentlemen. And keep listening to the all-local episode of Metal Shop.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, buddy.